on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The police minister says three key priorities have been set to guide the country's response to ongoing safety and security challenges. Minister Senzo Mqunu has been giving feedback following the three-day National Policing Summit that took place in Kempton Park.
These priorities have been set for the seventh administration, namely driving inclusive growth and job creation, reducing poverty, and building a capable, ethical, and developmental state. These priorities address the challenges from a safety and security point of view that hamper us from achieving what we've set out to achieve.
He says the four provinces have been classified as crime hotspots. He says these will receive focused attention to reduce murders, remove illegal firearms and drugs, and tackle gender-based violence.
And of course, other related crimes that are on the increase as we observe, including kidnappings, extortions, cash in transit, heists, and stock theft. On all of these crimes, plans are underway to bring all these crimes under control.
The government of provincial unity in KwaZulu-Natal is strong and has a future despite disputes in the national setup. That's according to DA provincial leader Francois Rogers. He says the KZN government is working and calls for similar efforts nationally.
At this stage, there is no talk of DA pulling out of the GPU, but it really all depends on what happens at a national level, which is why one of the reasons I'm calling this to impress upon our colleagues, all of our colleagues at a national level, from every political party, is that they now need to start engaging in earnest. Put their egos aside and start debating and talking about what influence any decision or outcome it could ultimately have.
And some people in the US are worried about the cost of essentials going up again because of the trade war. China has stepped up its war with the US by increasing tariffs to 125%. It's after the US upped its levies on Chinese products to 145%, which Beijing has described as blackmail. Donald Trump said last night he was hopeful of securing a deal which he believes would be very good for both countries.
I don't want my food prices to go up any higher. It's ridiculous.
The markets definitely are reacting. I think that they'll come back. I think this is a good thing.
We're barely hanging on, trying to raise families every year. The power and the water and gas just keep going up.
The top story, the police minister says key priorities have been set to guide the country's response to ongoing safety and security challenges. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.